You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Brad Forbes Show. If you'd like to call in on this Mother's Day, it's 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to jump into this article now. It's Zionism versus Bolshevism, a struggle for the soul of the Jewish people, by the retired Honorable Winston S. Churchill. And this was published in the Illustrated Sunday Herald of February 8, 1920. Again, the Illustrated Sunday Herald of February 8, 1920. And again, the author is Winston Churchill. Some people like Jews and some do not. But no thoughtful man can doubt the fact that they are beyond all question the most formidable and the most remarkable race which has ever appeared in the world. Disraeli, the Jew Prime Minister of England, and leader of the Conservative Party, who always true to his race and proud of his origin, said on a well-known occasion, "The Lord deals with the nations as the nations deal with the Jews." Certainly when we look at the miserable state of Russia, where all the countries in the world the Jews were the most cruelly treated, and contrast it with the fortunes to our own country, which seems to have been so provincially preserved amid the awful perils of these times, we must admit that nothing that has since happened in the history of the world has falsified the truth of Disraeli's confident assertion, good and bad Jews. the conflict between good and evil, which proceeds unceasingly in the breast of man, nowhere reaches such an intensity as in the Jewish race. The dual nature of mankind is nowhere more strongly and more terribly exemplified. We owe to the Jews in the Christian revelation a system of ethics which, even if it were entirely separated from the supernatural, would be incomparably with the most precious possession of mankind, worth, in fact, the fruits of all other wisdom and learning put together. On that system, and by that faith, there has been built out of the wreck of the Roman Empire the whole of our existing civilization. And it may well be that this same astounding race may at the present time be the actual process of producing another system of morals and philosophy as malevolent as Christianity was benevolent, which, if not arrested, would shatter irretrievably all that Christianity has rendered possible. It would almost seem as if the gospel of Christ and the gospel of the Antichrist were destined to originate among the same people, and that this mystic and mysterious race has been chosen for the supreme manifestations, both of the divine and the diabolical. There can be no greater mistake than to attribute to each individual a recognizable share in the qualities which make up the national character. There are all sorts of men, good, bad, and for most part indifferent, in every country and in every race. Nothing is more wrong than to deny to an individual, on account of race or origin, his right to be judged on his personal merits and conduct. In a people of peculiar genius, like the Jews, contrasts are more vivid. The extremes are more widely separated. The resulting consequences are more decisive. At the present faithful period, there are three main lines of political conception among the Jews, two of which are helpful and hopeful in a very high degree of humanity, and the third absolutely destructive. First, there are the Jews who, dwelling in every country throughout the world, identify themselves with that country, enter into its national life, and while adhering faithfully to their own religion, regard themselves as citizens in the fullest sense of the state which has received them. Such a Jew living in England would say, "I am an Englishman practicing the Jewish faith." This is a worthy conception and useful in the highest degree. We in Great Britain well know that during the great struggle, the influence of which may be called the national Jews in many lands was cast predominantly on the side of the Allies. And in our own army, Jewish soldiers have played a most distinguished part, some rising to the command of armies, others winning the Victoria Cross for valor. The national Russian Jews, in spite of the disabilities under which they have suffered, have managed to play an honorable and useful part in the national life even in Russia. As bankers and industrialists, they have strenuously promoted the development of Russia's economic resources, and they were foremost in the creation of those remarkable organizations, the Russian cooperative societies. In politics, their support has been given for the most part to liberal, progressive movements, and they have been among the staunchest upholders of friendship with France and Great Britain. In violent opposition to all this sphere of Jewish effort rises the schemes of the international Jews. These adherents of this sinister confederacy are mostly men reared up among the unhappy populations of countries where Jews are persecuted on account of their race. Most, if not all, of them have forsaken their faith of their forefathers and divorced from their minds all spiritual hopes of the next world. This movement among the Jews is not new. From the days of Spartacus to those of Karl Marx and down to Trotsky, Bella Kuhn, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, this worldwide conspiracy to overthrow of civilization and for the reconstitution of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence, and impossible equality has been steadily growing. trained as a modern writer, Mrs. Webster, has so ably shown a definitely recognizable part in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century, and now at last this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. And I'd like to point out that back here when he talks about, you know, Trotsky from Russia, Bela Kun from Hungary, Rosa Luxemburg was from Germany, and Emma Goldman was here in the United States, all of them, to point out, were communist, Zionist, agitators, if you will, you know, get people to rioting, get people to striking, class warfare, these type of things. You know, pretty common tactics, much like what they use against us today. But anyway, back to the article by the retired Honorable Winston S. Churchill. There is no need to exaggerate the part played in the creation of Bolshevism and in the actual bringing about of the Russian Revolution by these international and, for the most part, atheical Jews. It is certainly a very great one. It probably outweighs all others. With the notable exception of Lenin, the majority of the leading figures are Jews. Moreover, the principal inspiration and driving power comes from the Jewish leaders. Thus, and I'm probably going to butcher this name up, Tehetchgren, a pure Russian, is eclipsed by his nominal subordinate, Litvinov, and the influence of Russians like Bukharin and Lukaresky cannot be compared with the power of Trotsky or of Zinoviev, the director of the Red Citadel, or of the Krasin or Radek, all Jews. In the Soviet institutions, the predominance of Jews is even more astonishing, and the prominent, if not indeed the principal part of the system of terrorism applied by the extraordinary commissions for combating counter-revolutions has been taken by Jews. Let me stumble through that again. And the prominent, if not indeed the principal part in the system of terrorism applied by the extraordinary commissions for combating counter-revolution has been taken by Jews, and in some notable cases by Jewesses. So I guess that would be probably something similar to Homeland Security, and we can see who runs Homeland Security. It is the exact same thing, folks. Back to the article. The same evil prominence was obtained by Jews in the brief period of terror during which Bela Kun ruled in Hungary. The same phenomena has been presented in Germany, especially Bavaria, so far as this madness has been allowed to prey upon the temporary prostration of the German people. Although in all these countries there are many non-Jews, every whit as bad as the worst of the Jewish revolutionaries, the part played out by later in proportion to their numbers in the population is astonishing. Needless to say, the most intense passions of revenge have been excited in the breasts of the Russian people. Wherever General Denikin's authority could reach, protection was always accorded to the Jewish population. As strenuous efforts were made by his officers to prevent reprisals and to punish those guilty of them. So much was this that the case that the paternalist propaganda against the General Denikin denounced him as the protector of the Jews. The Mrs. Healy, nieces of the Mr. Tim Healy, in relating their personal experiences in Kiev, had declared that to their knowledge, on more than one occasion, officers who committed offenses against Jews were reduced to the ranks and sent out to the city to the front. We'll pick this back up on the other side. I hear the music, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is Mother's Day.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Gentlemen, you are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show on this Mother's Day. And again, I'd like to wish every mother out there Happy Mother's Day. We're discussing an article about Zionism versus Bolshevism by Winston Churchill. And let me get right back into it here. But the hordes of the brigades by whom the whole vast expanse of the Russian Empire is becoming infested do not hesitate to gratify their lust for blood and for revenge at the expense of the innocent Jewish population whenever an opportunity occurs. The brigand Makhmo, the hordes of Petulura and of Gregarious, who signalized their every success by the most brutal massacres, everywhere found among them, among the half-stupefied, half-infuriated population, an eager response to anti-Semitism in its worst and foulest forms. The fact that in many cases Jewish interests in Jewish places of worship are exempted by Bolsheviks from their universal hostility has tended more and more to associate the Jewish race in Russia with the villainies which are now being perpetrated. This is an injustice on millions of helpless people, most of whom are themselves sufferers from the revolutionary regime. It becomes, therefore, especially important to foster and develop any strongly marked Jewish movement which leads directly away from those fatal associations. And it is here that Zionism has such a deep significance for the whole world at the present time. Zionism offers the third sphere to the political conceptions of the Jewish race. In violent contrast to international communism, it presents to the Jew a national idea of commanding character. It has fallen to the British government, as a result of the conquest of Palestine, to have the opportunity and responsibility of securing for the Jewish race all over the world a home and a center of national life. The statesmanship and historic sense of Mr. Balfour were prompt to seize this opportunity. Declarations have been made which have irrevocably decided the policy of Great Britain. The fiery energies of Dr. Wiseman, the leader, for practical purposes, of the Zionist project, backed by many of the most prominent British Jews and supported by the full authority of Lord Allenby, are all directed to achieving the success of this inspiring movement. Of course, Palestine is far too small to accommodate more than a fraction of the Jewish race, nor do the majority of national Jews wish to go there. But if, as may well happen, there should be created in our own lifetime by the banks of the Jordan a Jewish state under the protection of the British Crown, which might comprise three or four millions of Jews, an event would have occurred in history of the world which would, from every point of view, be beneficial and would especially in harmony with the truest interests of the British Empire. Zionism has already become a factor in the political convulsions of Russia, as a powerful competing influence in Bolshevik circles with the international communistic system. Nothing could be more significant than the fury which Trotsky has attacked the Zionists generally, and Dr. Wiseman in particular. The cruel penetration of his mind leaves him in no doubt that his schemes of a worldwide communistic state under Jewish domination are directly thwarted and hindered by this new ideal which directs the energies and the hopes of Jews in every land towards a simpler, a truer, and a far more attainable goal. The struggle which is now beginning between the Zionists and the Bolshevik Jews is little less than a struggle for the soul of the Jewish people. It is particularly important in these circumstances that the national Jews in every country who are loyal to the land of their adoption should come forward on every occasion, as many of them in England have already done, and take a prominent part in every measure for combating the Bolshevik conspiracy. In this way, they will be able to vindicate the honor of the Jewish name and make it clear to all the world that the Bolshevik movement is not a Jewish movement, but is repudiated vehemently by the great mass of the Jewish race. But a negative resistance to Bolshevism is in any field is not enough. Positive and practicable alternatives are needed in the moral as well as in the social sphere, and building up with the most possible rapidity a Jewish national center in Palestine, which may become not only a refuge to the oppressed from unhappy lands of Central Europe, but which will also be a symbol of Jewish unity and a temple of Jewish glory, a task is presented on which may blessings may rest. Well, whether you agree or disagree with the retired Honorable Winston Churchill on whether or not a Zionist-occupied country in Palestine is a good thing or not, well, that's to be seen. Anyway, we'll pick this back up on the other side. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Looking at the mess in the Middle East that's come about,
It's been a total train wreck as far as international diplomacy. And, I mean, we side with Israel. We take away the Palestinians' land. I say we being those that have backed the Zionist movement, the United States, the British Empire, in this case, Sir Winston Churchill. And you're left with saying to yourself, you know, like Winston Churchill talks about this. It's actually kind of a clever article if you get a chance to read it. And I will be getting my webpage up here, and I will put a copy of this up on the webpage. And again, if you would like a copy of this, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to Fletcar, P.O. Box 1353, Newberry, Florida 32669. Again, that's Fletcar, P.O. Box 1353, Newberry, one word, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, Florida 32669. Send me a self.
John.
Great. Yeah, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll be happy to put you a copy of Sir Winston Churchill's article out your way. Hey, John, how's it going today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Super. I'm doing super.
Well, Brad, this is the first time I've heard your program. I guess this is one of your first shows, huh?
Yeah, it's about my third show.
Okay,
well, relatively new program.
Well, congratulations. I'm enjoying it. We tend to differ a little bit on the whole state of Palestine, that type of thing. Basically, I guess what I'm saying is the failed diplomacy, Brad, I believe, has gone right along the plans that have been intended. I mean, we're in this mess because it's been engineered for many decades.
Hundreds of years.
Absolutely. And as far as Winston Churchill, I wasn't alive in the 40s during the war. I know that the masses of Americans and British people and the rest that were involved in the war were like a lot of them now. They were asleep. They thought they knew. They believed what they were told. And they were actually misled and led around with beautiful little rings in their noses, like the obedient little people that they were and are today. I know I sound very skeptical, and I am.
Well, I can't disagree with you, John. Look at what goes on over there. Just, you know, the Palestinians get rocketed by, you know, you can obviously tell they're American helicopters. They're Israeli, but they were provided to them by us.
Well, what's unusual?
The big pants, the big bully on the block, that we're going to say, we can have nuclear weapons, Israel can have nuclear weapons, India can have nuclear weapons, but heaven forbid to let Iran have, you know, fissible material.
And that takes me back to the time that I was in the military, Brad. In the 70s, we were selling aircraft to Iran, we were arming Saddam. Things are going along just like they're planned to go along. As far as the Palestinians being kicked out of their country, I'll agree with you that they've been kicked out of their country. Basically, the Palestinians are the majority are Jordanians that the Jordan government will not allow to come back. So as far as I'm concerned, I know I'm in disagreement with a lot of people that listen to RBN. The Palestinians' homeland is Jordan. It's not Israel. I think we've come into a lot of problems. You know, if you're a Christian, we've come into a lot of problems when we're considering that our government has been encouraging Sharon and the others in the Israeli government to give the Gaza Strip and other Jewish, I believe, God-given Jewish lands to the Palestinians in exchange for peace. It hasn't worked. It will not work according to the Bible. The Bible pronounces a woe on Israel if they give their land up. And they see it, and we see it.
Well, you know, when you start talking about Middle Eastern politics, you know, I'm an American.
Right.
And we've got problems here in the United States. The roads out here are crumbling. We've got wildfires. We had a city flooded under a wall of water in the southern part of America, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We can't handle our own problems.
Well, what's interesting to look at, Brad, at the time just prior to Katrina coming into New Orleans with Americans on the roofs with signs saying "Save me," and our National Guard and Coast Guard pulling them off of roofs and helicopters. Just prior to that, Israel gave Gaza back to the so-called Palestinians, and their military was having to forcibly remove Israelis from their roofs that didn't want to go. They were refusing. And in America, 2 weeks after the fact, we have Americans crying to be saved from the rest of their homes. I tend to believe that it's actually God's judgment on America's part that they played in convincing Sharon to give Gaza to the Palestinians.
Well, America has no business involving itself in affairs of the Middle East, of anywhere that doesn't directly affect.
I agree absolutely. I'm an American. I love this country. I'm really ashamed of what my government's become, both Democrats and Republicans. I'm regularly ridiculed here in Nashville on the talk radio in Nashville because of the stance that I take on the neocons and on the liberals and whatever else. Anybody that is going against the Constitution is no friend of mine. They're traitors.
What do you think about Ron Paul?
Well, I like Ron Paul a lot, and in fact, I got on a national talk show out of New York one day last week. All the host had to say there was, well, Mitt Romney sure looks presidential. You know, every third comment was, he looks presidential. I called up and I told him, look, if you're really concerned with what's best for America, you puffed up Barack Obama. He came out of nowhere. We all know who he is and what he stands for. You've told us about McCain and Giuliani and Mitt Romney for the last 6 months. If you really want what's best for America, tell us about Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo. Well, they can't win. I said, they can't win because all the others are your horses. And if your horses are in the race, you don't care which one wins. But if it's someone that actually stands by the Constitution and believes in protecting and doing for America, you don't want any part of it, so you'll keep it quiet. And
right,
he didn't say a word.
That's exactly right. Our controlled media, they must cringe when they have these debates like the one on MSNBC where, you know, here Ron Paul's going to get nationwide coverage of saying...
Do you know what they called him? They called him the intellectual candidate. Well, thank goodness, you know, the one that understands English, the one that understands what it means to take an oath. I'm in Tennessee. People down here, they're goo-goo gaga about Fred Thompson. My question to the media down here was, hey, is Fred Thompson a CFR? Is Fred Thompson one of the good old boys? Because if he is, I don't want any part of him. And I'm an outcast in this state. You know, I'm a person that believes if you're part of the system, and if someone can't find something wrong to say about you, something's wrong about you.
Well,
that's,
you know, like
me.
You're saying that they say that Mitt Romney looks presidential. Well, I didn't know that being a president was a fashion thing.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm to the point now, you know, there's been so much said and so much pumped up, and they bring candidates out of nowhere, and people are like little sheep, you know. They'll go along, take them wherever you want them to go. They'll believe anything you want to say because you've told them everything you want them to believe. They've lost their ability to think with their brain, to draw a conclusion based on facts. They look at it, or you give them the facts, and you tell them, don't believe what I'm saying. Look for yourself. And when they see it, they don't like it, so they quit looking. They don't want to dig too deep because now they're having to be accountable for what they know in their head. So they'll say, hey, you do it. You know, in their insides, they'll say, do whatever you want. I'm to the point now where I was a Republican all my life. The party's left me. The Democrats, I don't want any part of. You know, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the construction of the Constitution. I believe in the English language. If you say something and it means something, and it means what it says, so say what you mean. If you don't mean it, don't say it. I mean, it's very simple to me.
Keep
your word.
politicians today have, you know, they backpedal, they forward pedal, they sidestep, and, you know, they don't, like you said, they don't take a stand as far as whether you agree with it or not. Very seldomly will you hear a politician today say, you know, such as Ron Paul, if I was president, I would shut the IRS down in a week. Very seldomly do you hear a politician make a statement that is, you know, you can hold me to that I said that, like you said.
Right.
The accountability.
I called in to talk show yesterday here in Nashville. He's a Republican. He ran for Congress in 94. He touts himself on his promos as being the Washington insider. You know, you're Washington insider in Nashville, Tennessee. And I called him up and I said, tell me about this agreement that Bush has signed with the European Union on the 29th or 30th of April. And he got real quiet. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, he signed an agreement with the EU on the 29th of April. He signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico in 2005 in Cancun. He's bringing us towards a one-world monetary system and eventually a one-world government. And he's, you know, talking over me while I'm trying to do this, tell me how crazy I am and conspiracy theorists. My tinfoil hat's too tight, you know, and all this other nonsense. And I said, you know, are you going to let me speak? If you'd like me to speak, I will. If you want to talk over me, then go ahead. It's all yours. You've got the mute button. And he got real quiet, told me how stupid I was, hung up. And for 40 minutes, my friend, to prove that I was wrong, that I was crazy, for 40 minutes he went on a tirade explaining why it was a good thing that we would sign an agreement with the economic union, you know, with the European Union, and what a good thing it was because, of all things, China has 1.3 billion people, and they all use toilet paper. And if you get 0.1% of the toilet paper market in China, you know, it's good for American economy. And it's. I hope that people realized when
does
I was
this,
done.
Does this cat realize that we don't sell anything? That
well,
he's right.
We don't make
this.
Anything. We might sell it, but we sure don't make it.
Right. We don't.
I mean,
make
the Big Macs at McDonald's are from cows raised in South America. So, whoop de doo, you know. But I hope that they realize that 40 minutes of a tirade to prove someone wrong that you've basically called an idiot shows you to be an idiot. I struck a nerve. I hope I hit him. I hope it hurts today that he's saying, who was that guy that called me yesterday? I would love to hear him Monday morning come back on and go at it again. We had a nut call Saturday. You know, I mean, hopefully people aren't too asleep to realize. I'm discouraged in one part, and I know in the other part that people, when it gets hard, like it's said on RBN so many times, people will wake up. When you have no more blood to give, you're going to fight or die.
When you point out these truths that are, you know, self-evident, like two buildings being struck by two airplanes, both of them falling straight down, faster than the speed of gravity, that this is all documentable, you can point this out to people, or the fact that we can look at Oklahoma City, that if you want to raise a building, you don't need to go in for 2 weeks and put explosives all over it. You just pull a truck up outside.
Well, he even brought in race. I mean, he called me racist. I never mentioned race. So I said, what are you talking about, man? I mean, I didn't believe the deal with 9/11. I didn't believe that our government was involved. Until you start really looking, because I didn't want to believe it, you start looking at it and you ask yourself, why remove all the tapes? Why do you not show it again on television? Hey, where's the seats from the plane, the so-called plane that hit the Pentagon? Just show me a seat. Show me a jet engine. Show me a landing gear. Show me a wingtip. You've shown me nothing.
Well,
now, where are
the
seats? Where were the bodies?
They had this cop on Fox News, Bo somebody other, Bo Dial or Deal, and
yeah,
he was
Bo
saying
Deal.
He went to the ground zero and looked down in that hole, and here was an aircraft engine laying down in there.
No.
And I thought to myself,
I'm ex-Air Force. I mean, I know what a plane looks like. I know that we were lied to. I think it was 95 when Flight 800 was shot out of the sky. I was a weapons mechanic, Brad. I know what a missile looks like. I saw it once on television. I said, Because, you know, you think terrorism at that time. I'm thinking, who shot this plane out of the sky? When they came back and the government, whatever it is, I forget what it's called. Anyway, when they came back and said it was a wing tank exploding, and I knew that that's a government agency that is bald-faced lying to me because I know what a surface-to-air missile looks like, you're going to tell me that an explosion in a wing tank defies the law of gravity where the light travels up to the plane and then it explodes?
You're talking about Flight 500.
It was 800.
800, my fault,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Flight 800. I knew they lied. Well, so if they're lying to me, then they've lied to me. Then I went back and I read John Tolan's books and found out we've been lied to all along.
Well, hang
Thank
on,
you,
John.
Brad.
Thanks for calling, John.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wrap this show up here, and I'd like to thank John from Tennessee for calling in. And I would like to clarify that the views that I quoted from the retired Honorable Winston S. Churchill, Zionism versus Bolshevism, I merely pointed this out as a footnote, if you will, that Zionism isn't something that talk show hosts on alternative radio have just made this word up or pulled a feather out of a hat somewhere, or some rabbit out of the hat trick or something like that. No, this Zionism goes way back. In fact, Churchill wrote about it in 1920. And I encourage everybody to do their own research on Zionism. Do a Google search. Look it up in your older dictionaries. And also, ladies and gentlemen, here at Republic Broadcasting, you know, we could, at the network, we could really use some support from everybody out there. It's an important tool for you to be able to tell your friends, family, workers, your co-workers that we're out here, and we provide a venue for them to get some alternative media into their home, to get a different point of view. Check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org. They've got some really super deals there. They've got a satellite system that is just totally, totally cool. Easy to set up. You can pipe in RBN, stereo quality right into your home. And definitely something worth to look, worthy to look out, to check out. And also, the different sponsors of the network have their web banners up at the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You know, visit some of the sponsors. Use some of the different sponsors, some of their products. Let them know where you heard about it, that you heard about it here at the Brad Forbes Show, that you went to the web banner. Let them know that you were being active in the process of the American way of life, that you were, you're showing support for Ron Paul, for what John Stadtmiller is doing out there in Texas, or whoever the local patriot is in your community. Get behind him. Or if there isn't a local patriot in your community shouting these truths out, maybe it should be you. Maybe you should be the local guy in your local town that's standing up the squeaky wheel that needs to get fixed. It starts at the local level, folks. We take over our local counties and cities, then our states, and then we'll let Mr. Ron Paul run for president and handle that end of it. Folks, we all need to do our part. We can't just leave it all up to Ron Paul or John Stadtmiller or Brad Forbes or somebody else. We can't just leave it up to someone else. We, you and I, and every other listener out there here in America need to take care of our problems here in America. And for our listeners in England, hey, we welcome you into the fight for freedom. Freedom for your country, just like in our country. And we welcome listeners from all around the world. You know, because, I mean, some of these problems that we're talking about, like Zionism, hey, they go right into your country, too. So you've got a dog in this fight as well as the Americans do. Folks, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back next week. Again, happy Mother's Day, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confirmed.